A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Tap In with TT, one of my favorite people to stop by the show. Jacquees is here.
What's up, TT?
How you been?
Been good.
I'm so happy you brought baby Snow here today.
Yeah, he's here.
He's so adorable.
Thank you.
I feel like he just like sprouted overnight. I feel like we just, the last time you were here, we were just talking about him.
Facts.
And now, how old is he?
He'll be two August 9th.
August 9th, Leo baby.
Yeah, he's a Leo.
Yeah.
Leo baby.
He's going to have a strong personality.
Like his daddy.
Yeah. But you're not a Leo.
I'm an Aries.
You're Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get along pretty good with Aries.
They say Leos and Aries get along.
Yeah. My best friend is an Aries.
Yeah.
You guys definitely have a strong personality.
For sure.
A great work ethic.
My little sister Aries too, so I grew up close with it. I mean, not Aries, she a Leo. I grew up close. Her birthday August 14th.
Oh, wow. So she's 2 days before my birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, I love that. You're surrounded by Leo energy.
For sure.
So how has it been? You're actually going on tour with K-Camp? Or
yeah, me and
K-Camp.
Oh, we're going on tour. It starts August 17th. It's the Us Over Them tour. That's the name of the tour.
Yeah.
You get your tickets now at livenation.com.
So you're busy on tour, mm-hmm. and you're here in New York. You have the baby. You're mm-hmm. working. You're doing interviews. How has that life been? What's that like? I mean, I'm watching you take pictures with fans with the baby in your hand. Like,
yeah. I mean, it's lit. I love it. I got a great support system, too. So out here, I got my auntie out here, my big sister out here, my nephew and my niece out here. I wanted to bring my nephew and niece so Snow can have some people to play with. So he just got to run around with the big dogs out there.
Yeah.
But it's been good. I got a great balance. And I tell everybody it just gives me a great deal of responsibility, but I love it though.
Yeah.
Me and all my dogs got kids now, so we all on the same sheet of paper right now, so it's dope.
Yeah, how has being a father changed you?
Being a father,
I know the Jacquees before the baby, and then now the Jacquees now with the baby.
Yeah.
It's crazy watching your transformation.
It's I just have to think for him now. I have to be more responsible. So all the things that all the things that I used to do where it was like, you know, it's just me.
Yeah.
Now I can't think like that. Like, even when it come to partying, you know what I'm saying? Can't even party too hard at certain moments because it's like you don't even want to represent your child like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just anything. Like, even things I say, like Snow starting to catch on to everything. So you got to just, I have to watch everything I say. But it's good. It gives me, like I said, it gives me a big deal of responsibility. I never had to be this responsible before.
Yeah. But the last time you and I spoke, you told me you kind of was already in the process of transitioning your life from the drinking and the partying and the bad boy, quote unquote, stuff that you were getting yourself into, and the woman.
Right.
And all of the things that, you know, you felt like were weighing you down. Mm-hmm. So now are you fully living in, present in that moment as a transformed or still in that journey?
Oh, no. I mean, I feel like we all have a journey that we're on, but I feel like I've actually accomplished like the things that I was fighting against, like mm-hmm. the things that I feel like had a hold on me. I've defeated it, you know?
Yeah.
So whether that was like drinking too much alcohol or partying too hard or dealing with too many females or doing all that, it's like I've mastered. Not saying that I won't go out and get a drink and cheers, but I got control.
Yeah.
So, you know, once you got control of something, that's great. Like, now it's a choice. It's not, like, something that I have to do. I had got to a point where I feel like that's what I needed to do.
Yeah.
So now I'm just all the way 100, and I feel way better. Like, I lost, like, 25 pounds.
No, you
like,
look good.
Thank you.
Your skin looks good.
Thank you.
Your energy.
Yeah.
Your energy feels good.
Yeah, thank you. I could tell, you know what I'm saying? I could tell, and I appreciate that. But I like it better this way.
Yeah.
And like my mom always tell me, like, man, you better like that.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you better when you're like this. And I agree.
Yeah, because your mentality, you're not feeling so anxious or you need something to take the edge off or to cope or to, you know, mask those feelings inside. And I feel like, especially for men, black men of our culture, you know, it's always a struggle to really, I wouldn't say all men, but try to get into the mental health space, like a stigma, like, I don't need these people. I don't need that. Right. I don't need the
dudes
help.
Dudes definitely do that. But I've had counselors before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And different people that I've talked to. And I do have people that I talk to now, like whether it's a pastor or something, that's still like a, it still does something for my mental, like it's somebody to communicate with. But I was always like that. Even I had to think about it. I'm like, man, even when I was growing up in school, I had mentors.
Yeah.
Even though we was doing that to get out of class early, it still was helping. Like somebody to go talk to give you that advice. So shout out to Coach Moore. That was my dog when I was growing up. He used to teach me a bunch of different things. Yeah. And my guy, he passed away. His name was Mr. Lester. He was a guy that was talking to me about alcohol and different things like that. But he was like my AA coach, you know what I'm saying? But we was like super, super, super close.
Yeah.
He taught me a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So everything that they instilled in me, I try to carry it with me, you know what I mean?
And what was that like to stay disciplined on that journey? Because as you're, what I do notice is as you're elevating in life, a lot of the people who can't accept or can't see the transformation would love to still remind you of the person that they know.
Exactly.
You to be versus the person that is actually changing and trying to be something different. How was the journey of discipline to stay focused to get to where you are today?
Gotta stay disciplined. Like one thing for me, nobody can make me do nothing. I have to want to do it myself. So even when I was doing all that AA stuff, so I was still drinking. You know what I'm saying? Like I was still like, I would try to find an excuse. Until I knew, like, man, I gotta do this for myself. So then I took like 15 months off drinking. Like when I was going into finna have snow and turning 30, I didn't drink that whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that taught me a lot. You feel me? It just taught me a lot about who I was as a person, what I'm capable of, and it also allowed me to see things clearly. What I needed to see, friends and people that didn't need to be around me, like that was keeping me cloggy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And once I removed that, I was able to elevate. Like, I went to different places in my life that I had never been before.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that was because God wanted me to do a certain thing, and I did it. You feel me? You know how he be, like, testing you, then blessing you. So that's how it was for me. And when people try to remind me of Osta, like, whether it's a female or a homie or whoever like that, I always tell them, like, look, don't judge me off the past. You feel me? You got to judge me off right now, because if you're going to be a person that's going to continuously talk to me about old stuff, then I won't be able to be around you.
Yeah.
Because I just can't. It's no point.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's no point to be around you. So when I establish that, I feel like people respect it, because it's not just my words, it's my actions.
Yeah.
That match up with it. So they can see it. You know? Yeah. Like I say, like, and I'm not against drinking or nothing. Like, I just ain't. I got to just be in the vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in New York City. We've been celebrating the album. I ain't had a drink yet.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, you're not dependent on
it. Exactly. That's why I tell you I got control.
Yeah.
I used to be at a point like, bro, we got to do this. We got to do that. Now it's like, it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you repaired a lot of those relationships you might have damaged in the process, especially the co-parenting? Because we saw a lot of that play out on the internet. And
I feel like, as far as all my relationships, just whatever, I feel like everything is at a... Everything is great right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like everything is great because...
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot of times people may use things to blame things on, you know what I'm saying, in a situation. But a lot of my situations wasn't even because of vices. Some things, you know what I'm saying, wasn't even because of vices. It was like more so because of like who people was. And I just had to see, you know what I'm saying? So I think everything now for me is great. Even co-parenting is great.
That's good.
Yeah, everything is great.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Because the last time we spoke, you were going through a rough patch.
Yeah.
And you were on the internet every day.
Yeah.
And it felt like it was a Young and the Restless episode or every week we put on the internet. But I feel like lately it's been really...
Because I'm choosing to be positive.
Yes.
Like I'm taking the higher road. Like,
even your aura today.
Yeah.
The energy is feeling different from the last time you was here.
For sure. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm just being all the way me. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like, and letting people accept me for what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever you want to, whatever. It's like, I'm completely confident in who I am. I know myself. Like, I love who I am. I love my son. My son love me, like, purely. That's the purest love in the world.
Nothing. Like, he don't nothing even, beats a child's
he
love.
He don't know nothing but that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he just, so I'm just in a great, I'm happy. Like, I'm glad that God is allowing me to just be super happy.
Yeah. And nothing is more liberating than being able to be your most authentic self.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And that's what I think this album really do reflect.
Yeah,
right?
I definitely feel like that also.
Yeah, like your album, I feel like, gives this sense of vulnerability, gives this sense of like authenticity and not afraid to just put it in the music.
Exactly. That's what we're doing now. It's like, we all the way vulnerable. I'm all the way there. Even though I've always been real in my music.
You definitely have. Yeah. That's why you have this like very cult fan base.
Exactly.
Because I feel like you've always given the fans that.
Yeah, I've always given the real, but I feel like now what makes this so special is
the timing.
Hi. I feel like, say what's up, TT? Daddy got to finish this interview. But I feel like what makes this so special is the timing.
Yeah.
You ready for Daddy to sing? That's it. What you want? You want to go to sleep?
Yes.
Yeah, he said yes. He's tired. Can he sing little melodies, though? Has he caught on yet?
Yeah, like, yeah. If I be like, Snow sing something. Not yet.
Not yet. Nah, he tired. He just told you he was tired.
Oh, you tired, right? Okay, when you wake up. Yeah, he get it.
He can get it, right?
Yeah, he can get it. Snow is smart. Snow is a movie. Wow. Now, when he tell, but one thing about my son, what I love is he'll tell you what it is, though.
For real? Like, I'm already?
Like,
oh, yeah. Like, how
just
he
like,
feels.
This is like this morning. I'm like, hey, you ready to hear Dad that saying? He like, yeah. Like, ready to have a great day? He like, yeah. We like, you want something to eat? No. You want some juice? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to use the bathroom? No.
He's like, he verbalizes his feelings.
Oh, yeah, everything.
But I love that. I love the fact that, like, as a parent, you give a child the space and the safetiness mm-hmm. to be able to express themselves.
Exactly, yeah. That's just like, I took him to the doctor the other day. She was like, I don't know what he's saying. I'm like, he trying to communicate with you. Like, try to understand it. Like, if you try, you'll get it.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm like, yeah, lady, you know.
I love that. I love that. But with this album, so let's get back to what we were discussing when we talked about the vulnerability in this album and this project. You said you felt like it's timing. Mm-hmm. What do you mean about that?
I feel like, okay, so of course with an artist, when your public life is displayed, when your public life is displayed, fans expect to hear it in the music.
Yes.
Because that's the place where artists are supposed to express themselves, not on the shade room and different things like that, you know? So, in this music, like I said, there's been a lot of public things going on, so I feel like what people want to hear from me is in the music, and I feel like the timing is right, because if this was next year, it wouldn't have been the same, but it's now.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fresh. Like you say, it's been a little while, but I'm kind of wondering what's, boom, you'll be able to listen to the music.
Because the fans are so invested in you as an artist, and I always tell artists that, why give up something on the internet where you're not going to monetize versus putting it in the music, because that's what people are gonna go and listen to, and then actually helps you get it out of here and without being angry typing here. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm learning again.
Yeah.
That's what I had to learn again.
Yeah.
Like, man, put it, even if it was putting in the music, like, well, you already done gave it right there. So it's like, you missed, you know, so I had to just sit down and be like,
you missed the opportunity.
Yeah, like, this don't make sense. Not even who I am. Like, let me just chill out. You know what I'm saying? And put all this energy into the studio.
Yeah.
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 And so I feel like that's what I did. And I say this even about timing. Like, Lick Back was recorded 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But the timing of the drop was amazing.
Yeah.
Because it just matched the energy of right now.
But I was just having a conversation with my girlfriends. We were sitting at the pool this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And one of my girlfriends said to me, I know that me and my partner have reconciled, but one day I really do want to get my lick back. And I said, what do you mean by that?
You should have played on a song.
I said, what do you mean by that?
That was perfect, TT.
But I'm telling you, this is things that people really go through in life. And that's why, as an artist, it's so important to put it in the music, because you never know who can relate to it.
Exactly.
And everybody goes through stuff in their relationships.
Big facts.
The only difference between you and the average Joe is that you're just famous.
Exactly. Real talk.
And so when I'm having these conversations with my homegirls, yes, they have forgiven it or moved on and accepted what happened, but it's something deep inside them that's like, I love him. I still want to be with him. I don't want to throw it all out the window. Mm-hmm. But one day I'm going to get my lick back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, what does that even look like? And how do you get it? Do you get it back and you just move on and just like, oh, I
that's
just did it?
That's for self.
Yeah.
She got something inside of her where she like, no, this is going to make me feel good. That's why she's like, nah, sis, I'm going to get my lick back. Like, I'm going to go smack some and go back and lay with him.
Yes. And that's exactly what she said. And I'm like, how could you do that?
Because he did it.
And not have an emotional feeling to it. Like, she's just like, nah, just one.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code TheDifference for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Day, I'm going to find something
and
that I'm attracted
to,
and then I'm going to just get my lick back.
Yeah, she's going to go get in the shower, let them know, yeah, it just happened.
But I recommend that she don't tell him.
Of course, but he'll know. That's what she wants. She wants her lick back. You know what I'm saying? Without saying something. You know how dudes know, like, I know you did something. No, I did. You know what I'm saying? You know how y'all are.
You got your phone back?
You know how it is.
So that's why I said, like, it's so vulnerable and it's so relatable, the album. And that's why everybody needs to stream it right now if you haven't heard it.
Please.
Because it is so many good records on that album. Which one was your favorite one to record?
Favorite one to record? That was a good question. Favorite song to record? Favorite song to record during this album process? I probably got two.
Okay.
It was fun to get in the studio with Kodak. You know what I'm saying? Me and Kodak actually did our song. Me and Kodak actually did our song together.
This is what being a dad looks like,
by the way.
This is what being a parent looks like. My son called me 3 times before you walked in about some cereal.
I'm crazy. But yeah, shout out to nephew too. And
Kodak, me and Kodak,
we got in Miami, the House of Hits. That was fun. We made our song together. It's always dope getting in with the artists in person. And I think the next one I had a good time recording was Chiropractor.
Mm.
I got a song in there called Chiropractor. We made this song in Miami. And as soon as I heard it, like heard the beat and stuff, it was just like, it was crazy. One of them, shout out to my brother Forte. But it was fun because it was something different for me. It's turned up. Like I got some turned up records on here. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah. So when I do listen to Chiropractor, it's a different sound.
Yeah.
It's a different sound for you.
Definitely.
Yeah. So were you intentional about switching, trying different sounds?
I wouldn't say it was an intentional thing. It was, I feel like that's just where the space took us, the creativeness. Like, it just took us there. Like, I don't think we was like, man, we need to do something different. But I will say we were saying we need to do something turnt.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we need a turnt record.
Yeah.
So that's just what came out. My boy Forte Boy produced it. I've been working with Forte since my 19 EP, BD, all that stuff, all my albums. So he's one of the most talented producers that I work with.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What would you say off the album is a song that speaks to where you are in your life the most?
A record that speaks to where I am right now, I would say probably Come and Go featuring Rob 49.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a record that I feel like speaks on where I am. It's just telling you I've been all around the world, basically, you know, and I know enough to know that I could do it alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I know enough to know I don't need them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of what that song is. It's like letting you know, like, man, you could do it alone.
Yeah.
Like, you got the knowledge I got. You've been to places I've been. You've seen what I've seen on the level I've seen it. It's like, if it come and come, they come and go. So.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of people really don't do it alone because they're afraid of. They're afraid of what that looks like.
Of course. Everybody wants a partner. You know, everybody should have love. I agree. But doing it alone is sometimes people don't understand that. I used to be the type of person where I would stay in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
One relationship, go to the next relationship, You know what I'm saying? I would never just be alone. Yeah. This is the longest I've ever just been like single.
Yeah.
Yeah, the longest. But I feel good because I got a chance to get to me without having to be responsible for somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting is that most people won't admit that they have a fear of being alone.
Of course.
Most people won't admit that.
Because I don't think they know.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a thing where you know. Like, I think it's just a thing where you just so comfortable. Because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, man, I just got to keep something with me. Like, yeah. I didn't know that I just don't like being by myself. But I peeped that last night. I ain't going to my hotel room till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Real talk. I was standing outside. I'm like, dang it, man, I don't want to go in, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, something, I just don't want to go in the room, man. Like, then I end up running 2 miles.
Yeah.
Just trying to find stuff to do. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Just don't be want to.
Yeah. I get it. You just want to feel something.
Exactly. Yeah.
But at least you have the gym and like you're like, okay, I can.
I got outlets.
Yeah, I could go run. I could go do this. I could go do that. Because the problem is when you go from relationship to relationship to relationship, you never really figure out like, what is it about me?
Exactly.
That I'm doing that is not right.
Exactly.
So sometimes you got to take that break. I remember when I took a 4-year break, my girls were like, damn.
4 years is crazy.
It's crazy. 4 years you ain't do nothing. I'm like, nah, because I had to get
your mental.
My mental right. And I didn't want to, I think I got to the point in my life where I didn't want to continue to bring someone in my mess.
That's real.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm
like,
a mess.
Like, I already got stuff going on. As soon as you get with me, it's going to be, I feel you, that's dope for
it's
you.
It's just going to be a mess.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I mean?
Because I hate stepping into mess.
Yeah. you know, you got all of this outside aura. But inside, you just a complete mess. Mm-hmm. And then it's not fair to the person that you bring into your life.
Facts.
Because it's like, then you turn them into something that possibly they never thought they could be or want to be because of the
facts.
Mess you got going on.
Facts. That was a facts.
So, you know, it takes a mature person to step back and be like, nah, let me fix this. And then the right person, then whatever's supposed to come back around, I'll come back around.
I believe that too, wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And then look what happened. I ended up marrying my child's father, and we were separated for 7 years.
Dope.
And like it came 360.
That's
but
what's
I had to
see?
Deal with my mess.
Exactly. But at least you took accountability.
Yes.
A lot of women can't take accountability.
Yeah.
Like a lot of women can't look themselves in the mirror and be like, it's me.
Yeah.
Like they just can't. They gonna quick to no you. But the fact that you did that, you see how God blessed you and you got everything back.
Yeah, I got everything back and then some.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's still also too, like when you work on yourself and you get back in a relationship and you do things, it's still a process. It's still an ongoing process. Nobody stops and says, oh, I'm healed today and the healing just stops.
Nah, you got to keep working.
Got to keep working.
Yeah. That's why I said the journey keeps going.
It keeps going.
Yeah.
And the more you accomplish something or the more you figure something out, it's like, okay, how do I challenge myself again?
Mm-hmm.
How do I do it again?
Real talk.
So I know you're working on a second project.
Oh,
I
man, mean, come on. We already in stride, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I might get in the studio tonight. I seen Skilla Baby out here yesterday. We were supposed to get in yesterday. I was a little tired. I knew snow was coming. So today, we probably get in later on or something.
Nice. Nice. Well, listen, tell everybody who may not know the name of the project.
Yo, 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 the name of the album is Mood 2, and my name is Jacquees.
Y'all know that.
Please make sure you listen to my album this Friday, July 31st. This is my 5th studio album.
To get to number 5 is incredible.
Thank you.
That's a big deal. You know how hard it is to get to a 5th studio album?
Crazy. God is good. God is good, ain't he, Snow?
And you still young. Snow said, I don't want to talk today.
Yeah, I'm young. I'm 32 years young.
Snow said, you can give me the mic, but I ain't trying to talk right now. Right, Snow? No.
Hey, whisper.
Snow, you trying to talk? You going to listen to your dada album? Yeah.
Listen to that song? Yeah. You trying to say something?
He like, what's that? I love it.
Yes, yes.
This is like the highlight of my day right here. I love
for
this.
Sure.
I love this for you. And
thank
then,
you.
So the album's out Friday, and then he has a tour coming in August.
Yep, a tour. Me and K-Camp, shout out my brother K-Camp. The tour is called Us Over Them. It starts August 17th. And also for the album Mood 2, you can order you a hard copy.
Oh,
so we got the CDs
that.
I put the autograph inside. You can get it on walmart.com or the republicstore.com.
I love that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and what can people expect on tour?
on tour, you can just expect it to be crazy. It's me and K-Camp, so, you know, we got a lot of songs for the ladies. It's going to be, exactly. It's going to be, it's going to be crazy. It's really going to be a concert that I don't think you'll want to miss. And fellas, I definitely think this is something that you'll want to bring your lady to. Or if y'all boys ain't got no lady, this will be something y'all boy want to pull up fresh and pull you some. Telling you, like, this the good. This is gonna be the show, buddy. You might meet your wife. See what I'm saying?
Okay. Pull up. All right. Well, I love that. It's K Camp, everybody, and it's K Camp. Yeah. It's Jacquees, everybody, and his tour with K Camp is coming in August.
Yes.
So make sure you guys support and stream his brand new album, and let's say bye to Baby Snow as well.
Snow. You tell the people bye.
Baby Snow.
Hey, say bye, TT. Say, I'm going to see y'all in a minute. I'll be back to do my own interview.
All right.
Stamp that.
It's Tapping with TT, everybody.
Sure.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.